Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY 2024 earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited, hosted by Antique Broking. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now, I hand over the conference to Mr. Pallav from Antique Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Ashia, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I welcome you all to the second quarter and H1 FY 2024 earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. We are pleased to have with us the senior management team, represented by Mr. Arun Kothari, the Managing Director, Mr. Dhruv Patel, the Whole Time Director, and Mr. Kunal Bubna, the CFO for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. We will have the opening remarks from the management, followed by a question and answer session. So thank you, and over to you, Arun, sir, for your opening remarks.
Good afternoon, and a warm welcome to everyone on the Q2 and H1 FY 2024 earnings call for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. Today, I have been joined by Mr. Dhruv Patel, our Whole Time Director, Mr. Kunal Bubna, CFO, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded our Q2 and H1 FY 2024 investor presentation on stock exchanges and company's website, and I hope you had an opportunity to go through the same. Before going to on the company side, just I would like to give the outlook on industry demand. The steel demand in India has been on a rapid rise. According to an industry report, the per capita steel consumption from 1.2 kg in 2010 to 2.8 kg in FY 2023, yet it is still lower than global average consumption of 6 kg per capita. But we believe that the consumption is poised to rise even further on the back of strong demand and upswing in the CapEx cycle, particularly in industries like railway, food processing, chemicals, cement, engineering, et cetera, with enhanced spending by private and public companies on infrastructure and capacity expansion across the country. The per capita steel consumption is expected to see a steady increase. The pipes and tubes industry are also benefiting from the CapEx cycle and new infrastructure, with consumers placing a strong emphasis on high quality and reliable products, along with necessary certifications. There's a notable shift happening from unorganized to organized players, and established brands like Venus are reaping the benefits of these changes. Still, the shift from unorganized to organized sector is underway and will see a gradual uptick in years to come. At Venus, we were among the few organized players in the country to have anticipated the huge CapEx cycle in India and increase our capacity by 3x from 12,000 MTA to 33,600 MTA. Additionally, for backward integration of seamless pipes, we set up a piercing line to manufacture mother hollow pipes. With the new capacity fully operational, we are all geared up to cater to the uptick in demand. With increasing volume, we also see uptick in our margin on account of operating leverage and supply of the higher quality and specialized products. Also, manufacturing of mother hollow pipe as a part of backward integration plan will help us to improve our margins going forward. With the strong demand upswing, we are not only seeing an increase in new inquiries, but also witnessing order conversions simultaneously increasing our wallet share among our existing customers, affirming their sustained confidence in our offering. Overall, these factors are a true representation of robust growth and flourishing opportunity in the domestic market. On the export front, the journey has been nothing short of exciting. Venus has witnessed the substantial growth and has come a long way from where it began. Currently, our export contributed 15% of total revenue, standing at rupees 28.5 crore for Q2 FY 2024 compared to rupees 1.6 crore in Q2 FY 2023. We anticipate this to increase steadily over the years. It is a result of our strong on-ground team and consistent dedication to provide the quality products to our clients. To penetrate deeper in the export markets, we participated in multiple fairs and exhibitions and have undertaken focused marketing initiatives to take the brand outside the country. With setting up of a piercing line for backward integration of seamless pipes, we have witnessed increased acceptance of our products and also a rise in order flow from the export market. Overall, the export market has substantial growth potential and with a huge market to cater, and we continue to increase our international footprint in newer geographies. Coming to our performance, for the quarter ended September FY24, we witnessed a robust performance on all parameters. We achieved all-time high quarterly revenue of ₹191.4 crore, with operating margins standing at 18.2%. PAT stood at ₹20.3 crore for the quarter. This robust performance is led by multiple factors. Firstly, our sales of seamless pipe, which is a higher margin product, witnessed a remarkable growth of 153%, driven by the high demand across industries. Acceptance and urge of using the quality products has also been a driving factor for multiple players in the industry, shifting to organized products providing high quality products. Secondly, our global footprint expanded, with export contributing 15% of the total revenue, particularly due to the growing presence of our brand in Europe. Margin witnessed a significant improvement year on year on the back of our backward integration of seamless pipe, resulting in saving and higher operating leverage from increased revenue. Welded pipes saw a muted revenue growth of 1% year on year, largely due to fall in raw material prices, which are passed through in our industry. However, on year-on-year basis, the volume growth remained robust, growing at more than 100% in case of seamless pipe, and welded pipe witnessed a growth in high teens. Additionally, the newly commissioned seamless capacity in May is already running at 80% capacity utilization level. This is a huge testimony reflecting the strong demand for high-quality seamless pipes and tubes. Lastly, our current order book stands at ₹210 crore, and the additional 400 MTM installation of the capacity for seamless pipe is on track and is expected to be completed by Q4 of the FY24. This upcoming expansion not only reflects our commitment to meeting growing demand, but also position us strategically for future opportunities. With all our capacity in place and in increasing capacity utilization and robust demand visibility, we are optimistic about the year and journey ahead. We strongly believe that collective efforts and dedication of all our stakeholders in this endeavor will yield fruitful results, paving the way for sustainable growth in the future. Our commitment stands resolute in elevating the Venus brand to new heights, earning the trust of our customers by upholding the highest standard in the industry. We would also request all our investor analyst community, which has entrusted us with immense support, to visit your company's new manufacturing facility, which is now fully commissioned and operational. We would be arranging a visit to your company facility in month of November, which coincides with the Great Run Festival. Our IR team will do everything possible for a safe and smooth visit. Now I will hand over the call to Mr. Kunal Bubna, CFO, to take you through the operational and financial highlights of the quarter.
Welcome everyone, and a very warm welcome to the earnings conference call. We take absolute pride in announcing that your company has reported highest ever quarterly revenue, EBITDA and PAT for FY24. We have also reported positive net operating cash flow from operations for H1 FY24. On revenue front, revenue from operation for Q2 FY24 stood at ₹191.4 crore as compared to ₹126.4 crore in Q2 FY23, a growth of 51% Y-on-Y basis. Revenue from operations for H1 FY24 stood at ₹371 crore as compared to ₹240 crore during H1 FY23, achieving a growth of 55% year-on-year. Revenue bifurcation for the quarter was 40% from welded, 57% from seamless, and 3% from other sales. Growth in seamless segment was around 153% year-on-year basis. Welded segment registered a growth of 1% for Q2 FY24 on year-on-year basis in terms of revenue. However, our volume growth of welded was in high teens for the quarter on year-on-year basis. Our sales stood at 28.2 crore for the quarter compared to 1.6 crore during the same period last year. On the front of gross profit for the Hello.
I'm very sorry to interrupt. Yeah. Sir, your voice is distorting a little bit in between. Yes.
Gross profit for Q2 FY24 stood at rupees 54.4 crore as compared to 25.1 crore in Q2 FY23, a growth of 117% on Y-on-Y basis. Gross profit for H1 FY24 grew by 98% on year-on-year basis and stood at rupees 96 crores. Gross margin for Q2 FY24 stood at 28.4% as compared to 19.9% in Q2 FY23, a growth of 857 basis points on year-on-year basis. On the EBITDA front, EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 34.8 crore as compared to rupees 15.5 crore for the same period last year, registering a stellar growth of 125% with EBITDA margin at 18.2%. EBITDA for H1 FY24 is rupees 62.4 crore as compared to rupees 30 crore in H1 FY23, a year-on-year growth of 108%. On PAT front, PAT for H1 FY24 is rupees 37.7 crore versus rupees 19.5 crore in H1 FY23, a growth of 93% on year-on-year basis. The margin for the H1 FY24 stood at 10.2% compared to 8.1% in H1 FY23. PAT for the quarter stand at rupees 20.3 crore as compared to rupees 10.3 crore in the same period last year, and rupees 17.4 crore in Q1 FY24, a growth of 97.1% year-on-year and 16.7%. Looking ahead, the demand scenario appears robust for us. We are actively targeting new sectors and geographies, aiming to enhance the utility of our products within our existing supply sector, and also expanding our reach and making sure our offerings meet the evolving need of various industries. With this, I would like to open the floor for Q&A round.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Congratulations to the entire Venus team for a great set of numbers. Sir, I had a couple of questions. So, one was, with respect to the welded pipe. So, we've seen a very strong growth in the seamless side. However, I think you also mentioned that the welded pipe growth was slightly lower. So, any color on that would be useful.
Yeah, if you see on the side of welded pipe, if we compare with year-on-year basis, so we have a growth of, as I said, more than 15% on the side of welded pipe. July to September 22 with July to September 23 quarter. And if I see, definitely with last quarter, it is a growth of more than 25% on welded pipe. So that with those expansions of higher diameter wheels, those all had been started. So we are seeing welded pipe also increasing. And if you see last quarter, we had a revenue from contribution from revenue in the terms of quantity. 55% was from seamless and 45% was towards welded. For the Q2, it is 52% from welded and around 48% from seamless side.
Okay. No. So, any reason why seamless is growing faster than welded? This is what I was trying to figure out.
See, there had been demand. The export which had increased is primarily pertained to seamless side only. So, with the backward integration and all, the material of seamless side is acceptable in the European market. So that has also helped us seamless side to grow on a faster pace, and also, along with that, in the month of December 22, the anti-dumping circular had also helped for the seamless to grow on a faster note.
Okay. Sir, you mentioned you have a 210 crore sort of order book. So this would be pertaining to, you know, what period, how many months typically, you know, would require this kind of execution?
Generally, it should be basically 90-110 days.
Okay. And sir, if I may, one more question. So you've announced an expansion of capacity of about 400 tons per month in the seamless side. So what would be the incremental CapEx that you would have to incur? And if you can give any color on the new client addition that we have seen in this quarter. Thanks.
Yeah, basically the last quarter we said around CapEx would be around additionally 35-40 crore, which will include this 400 metric ton per month for seamless pipe and few some modification has been done by us wherein for the LSAW mill, the 48-inch tire we had increased up to 56-inch. And thirdly, on the side of round bar mill, we have been hollow pipe manufacturing mill, we have increased the efficiency, which will cost these three CapEx taken together will be taking 35-40 crores.
Sir, any new client color, that any new clients or key clients that you have signed?
See, naming the clients will be slightly competitive, but I can give key. There had been a sector which are getting added, like we are getting new clients from the sector like oil and gas, chemical, pharmaceutical, railway, and others.
Okay, thanks a lot, and all the best. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. And you may join the question queue again for any follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Mr. Kunal Kothari from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. And great set of numbers, sir. Very congratulations. So first question is, you mentioned order book is 210 crores. So can you provide the bifurcation between exports and the domestic order book? And secondly, earlier we were having the backward integration of 9,600 tons and similar was the capacity for the seamless pipe. With the new capacity adding up, our seamless capacity will go up to 14,400. Course of the additional mother hollow pipe, are we looking to again import from China or what is our plan towards the additional capacity?
Yeah, on the first question, basically from the perspective of order book, we have around 25% of that from export out of that 210 odd crores order book that we are having. And definitely, as we said, our hollow pipe manufacturing, wherein we will be getting a better efficiency. So for this 400 metric ton per month of expansion, we will get a bit from that efficiency increase. Apart from that, the anti-dumping circular, if you see more than 6 NPS, there is no anti-dumping involved. So a part of it will also be procured from, will be imported to cater those differences.
So from 9,600 tons, are we expecting to produce more than the stated capacity? If so, then how much we can produce?
See, those modifications had been done. Those expenditure had been incurred. So we are currently running, as we said, around 80%. As and when in the coming quarter, we will be running on a more site. So we will come to know what more efficiency actually we can get out of that.
Okay, sir. Okay, my second question is pertaining to the exports volume that we have gained during the quarter. Overall, as per the reports, we see that there is a slowdown in demand, especially in Europe. So how we manage to get such a high growth in exports during the quarter? Secondly, sir, also our overall debt has gone up, the gross debt has gone up from 90 crores to 145 crores. And we had mentioned earlier the new capex which was announced that will be to internal accrual. But still I see that the long-term borrowings has gone up by 5 crores and also the working capital loan has increased substantially. So can you just elaborate on the borrowings part as well?
Borrowing part, basically, if you see the debt had increased from 90 to 145 crore, basically increase of around 55 crore. So we have not borrowed long-term borrowing for this new capex. But the earlier project what we have expanded, that is tube mill and all, for that we had borrowed. So for 13-14 crore is incremental on that part of the project, which we have earlier also said it will be funded through debt. So that is the increase in balance is around 38 to 40 odd crore is for working capital, which is required for the increased business what we are forecasting and doing. And on the front of export, Mr. Dhruvji.
Yeah, hi Arunji. So on the global demand for particularly you mentioning Europe, we do not see very slacking demand from Europe currently. But yes, there is some effect of global slowdown. But in this sector, I don't think it will be much effective, because there are lots of oil and gas projects coming up. There are lots of projects announced all over the world for oil and gas, and there are new plants coming up for hydrogen technologies. So keeping all this in mind, what we feel is like the demand will be on the growth.
Okay, so for sequential quarter as well, we can see similar export numbers, or we can see higher than the exports reported during the quarter.
Kunal, we do further regarding the export, we further like to add, for the we had built a very good team in the Europe market. Very senior person has come in the management of the Venus pipe for the management of the marketing of the seamless pipe in the Europe. Or they are working hard, or they are we had started the backward integration facility in the month of May, or we are able to achieve in the first quarter itself of our total seamless pipe capacity. You can say ki we are 25% of the seamless pipe capacity is going to export in the Europe. Or this is the first quarter of the operation of the backward integration facility. So in the coming quarters, there is a very good, as Kunal has told you, we had the almost order book of the total order book of the almost 50 CR order book, you can say ki is from the export market, or which will be supplied in the next quarter. So definitely next quarter will be same demand in the export market will you see in the coming quarter or in the next half year. For next half year, we are forcing much better export demand compared to this quarter in the single pipe segment.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the detailed explanation. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and many congratulations to the whole team for a very excellent performance. My first question is, can I know the proportion of welded and seamless in the order book right now? How much would be welded orders and seamless orders?
Yeah, from the value perspective, it is 50-50, and from the quantity perspective, budget would be around 55-60%, and balance would be seamless.
From the quantity perspective, it is how much? Sorry,
55-60 is welded.
55-60 is welded. Okay. And can we also get an understanding of what is the utilization rate of the hot piercing plant and what do you aim to run it for the rest of the year, as in how that will work out?
Yeah, basically for half year the utilization level was around 75% for the hot piercing, and currently we are running at a level of 80%, and we will see going quarters and going forward it will definitely be or more from here.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir, and very congratulations on the very good set of numbers. So my first question pertains to that, how much of this margin expansion you can pertain to the backward integration? And as we can see that the seamless percentage has increased significantly year-on-year basis, going forward, it looks that the welded would be taking over again and the seamless percentage would come down. So how should we look at the margins going forward?
On the side of seamless, definitely margin increase is mainly majorly towards backward integration because of manufacturing of in-house hollow pipe. So you can say whatever margin expansion had happened, 80%-85% is towards from this backward integration. And you are right, definitely currently going forward, the percentage of welded pipe will definitely increase. So very low margin as compared to what we earn in seamless business. But if you see on the absolute term or the data per kg for whatever may be the seamless and welded, it will be increasing. But definitely on a percentage basis, a minor reduction can be there because of increase in welded proportion we had.
So majority of the increase we would be able to carry it for the longer period of time. Is that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, yeah, better understanding. And also, we had a higher margin on the side of export also, which had also helped us to increase this margin.
Understood, sir. So my second question pertains to your industry-wide exposure, which you are not giving right now. So just wanted to understand, have our percentage sales in the oil and gas or the other premium product category industry has increased on a year-on-year basis, or we are still in the same kind of the tonnage basis on those industries? Just wanted to understand on that perspective, have we able to build inroads in the higher margin premium products in this higher margin orders kind of the industry?
See, if you see from the industry perspective, we had been able to increase our proportion in paint industry, paper industry, pharmaceutical. These are the few sectors which had increased. Oil and gas had increased, but it is not that high as it basically is in line with what we have been achieving earlier. A minor increase is there. But we believe from the coming quarters, coming two quarters, definitely welded, higher sizes of welded sales would be there, which will help us to increase those sectors also going ahead.
So next 3 to 4 years kind of the target, what is the percentage of sales we are looking from the oil and gas industry? If you could give us some idea.
Because for the same figure, we can't quote sales in quantity figure, we can't quote. We had started our all the new facility in the month of May or July. We are in the process of the number of companies approved. Some of the companies of the approval has already been received in the oil and gas sector also, in other sector also, in engineering sector also. Some different dia size of the pipe. So this quarter, we have seen the less turnover from the high-end, high-yield industry sector. But in the coming quarters, definitely, it will improve every quarter. For that result, peak result, you will able to see in the first quarter of the FY 2025. Slightly approval, some approval we will get in the Q3 of this year, some of them Q4, or some of them Q5.
So we will be in an increasing trajectory, you mean to say?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. We are behind that. We are pursuing for the high-yield product only, or which will improve in next 6 to 9 months. Mostly, all the efforts will be on hand of our company, or definitely there will be improvement in the margin in the coming quarters.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thank you and all the best for future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Umesh Jain from Kotak Life Insurance. Please go ahead. Mr. Umesh?
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible, sir.
Sorry. So a couple of questions from my side. First, in terms of the seamless, the ADD is effective now close to a year now. So have we seen increased competitive intensity from the unorganized player where they are increasing the capacity? So how is end market going in terms of the capacity in seamless pipe?
Basically, currently, there are not many manufacturers of hollow pipes or any unorganized is putting up. But see, it is open field. So there can be a company which may might come in near future, or a small manufacturer who was only having a facility of Suez might backward integrate itself. But the backward integration is a costly affair. We required a desired capacity to put those capacity. So it will be slightly tough for those to organize sector. But currently we have much, it can be going forward.
Mr. Kunal, I'm sorry to interrupt. So your voice was distorting a little bit towards the end of the answer.
Hello. I'm audible now?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah, Vijay, are you able to hear me, or I should try to speak?
I can hear you. So, so what you're trying to say, the seamless capacity, as of now, we have not seen any major capacity announcement from the unorganized layer. Is that the fair understanding?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And awfully...
But see, just to clarify, anybody who want to put up seamless, keeping this anti-dumping and all, he would also be required backward integration manufacturing of hollow pipe to stand competitive in the market. So I think both the capacity need to be announced for the unorganized sector.
Sure. Secondly, on the working capital side, if I look at your working capital standing as on FY September end versus March end, and annualize our half yearly sales, is it fair to assume our working capital days has remained constant?
Yeah, it is fair to say.
Okay. And what is the guidance on the working capital side going forward? Do we have room to decline the working capital from here on?
See, the endeavor would always be to reduce it, but see, 100, 190 to 105 days is the general working capital cycle in our industry, and which is so I think it will remain at this level.
Sure. Thirdly, on the welded pipe segment.
I'm very sorry to interrupt. Could you join the question queue again, please, for follow-up questions?
Sure. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello, sir. Sir, just I'm not sure, but I looked at the presentation. You haven't given the volume data. So if you could give the seamless and the welded volume number for the quarter two. And you can also give us what is the EBITDA per ton or per kg for seamless and welded that you would have recorded.
Basically, we are not giving a volume data on a quarterly basis. Basically, we give on annual basis for this.
Okay, this is first time that you have changed it. Okay.
No, sir. Earlier also we have given on an annual basis.
Okay. The second question is the backward integration.
But we can give you a directional number of achieving around 10,000 metric ton, keeping both welded and seamless, and it was around 50% for both.
I didn't
understand. In quantity terms.
10,000 ton metric ton for?
A half year basis.
Okay. No problem. The second thing is this backward integration of hollow pipe that has flowed into your P&L completely for the quarter four or quarter two?
Yes.
Okay. You would have got full utilization available, full capacity available for the quarter gone by?
Yeah, basically for the hollow pipe, we have utilized around 75% of the capacity, and currently we are running at 80%.
And the capacity was 9,600 metric tons, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Sorry? Hello?
No. Hello? Regarding the hollow pipe capacity, Pritesh-ji, hello?
Yes, sir.
Right now we are utilizing at the 80% level. But there is a chance to improve the further utilization level. We are trying to will go almost 90-95% utilization level, or we are improving the in the our piercing line backward integration facility. We are doing the certain improvement and modification, so which will also increase the capacity by 10% of the from 9,602. So our capacity will be hollow pipe capacity will be improved in the coming quarter. Installed capacity will be approximately 10,500 metric ton in the coming quarter.
Okay. And on the residual capex left. So it's just the 400 metric ton seamless capex which is left to be spent and installed, or is there anything else along with it still left? And what happened?
Yeah, please say.
What happened to the welded larger dia capacity that was supposed to come? That is already there in the 24,000 metric ton?
Yeah, that is. The higher dia tube mill and alpha mill both have started.
Okay.
Few in May and few in July. And the major capex or the substantial portion of the capex, whatever is left, is pertain to these 400 metric ton.
400 metric ton. Okay. And how much is that capex number?
It would be, see, as I said, you total the three, it will cost 35 to 40 crores. And out of that, two had already been done. So it will be roughly in the range of 20-25 crores.
Okay. And this debt number that I see on the balance sheet, considering whatever we know today in terms of the capex and expansion, what should this debt number look like?
Ritesh, sir, I request if you can rejoin the question queue.
I have asked the question, so now let him answer.
Yeah, see, my debt is around 145 as on September 023. I believe it would be increased by another 20-25 crore only.
Okay.
For the half year, coming half year.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you and all the best to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Bhargav from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon team, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is it fair to say that EBITDA per kg savings from this backward integration of hollow pipes could be in the range of 18 to 20 rupees per kg?
Yeah, yeah, it can be.
Okay, and how much of that has been achieved in this quarter broadly?
Yeah, majorly, majority of it, 70 to 80% you can say.
Okay. And when you mentioned about increasing this capacity by about 1,000 tons, what would be the capex for this?
For? Can you repeat your question?
You mentioned increasing the backward integration capacity from 9,600 to 10,500. So what would be the capex for this?
No, it had those efficiency measures had already been taken. So as I said, if you... There was three capex. One was this increase in this hollow pipe. Second was increase of size from 48 to 56 inch. And third was 400 metric ton per month of seamless type expansion. The three in total will cost us around 40 crores.
And is it possible to give EBITDA per kg breakup between welded and seamless?
See, basically, we it's not given quarter basis.
No, no, yearly basis.
Last year, we have given, basically it was 60 rupees per kg on the seamless side and more than 35-37 rupees per kg for welded pipe.
And post this backward integration, how much can this be across?
See, keeping all the improvement like backward integration, fear, having a portion of export sale, thirdly, for welded and seamless pipe, higher welded pipe, there are few manufacturers in the country. We also increasing, will be targeting to increase our direct supply portion. We think key on the front of basically 40 to 50% should be increased in EBITDA per kg on the side of seamless and 15 to 20% on the side of welded when these all full capacity are running.
Okay. And the last question is on the export side. So with the rising exports, do you see any increase in working capital or we can assume it at current level?
Basically, you see, the working capital will not be much affected because there are a variety number of payment terms which help us to maintain the same working capital which are there for our domestic.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Kaushik Mohan from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead, sir.
Congratulations for the great set of numbers, sir. Sir, most of my questions have been answered and I have one on accounting side. Half yearly numbers that if I see for the cash flow from operating activities, we have generated around 65 million, that comes to 6.53 crores. Sir, but our entire profits is around more than 37 crores. So like, when are we going to neutralize on this side and when are we going to increase this number? Like, where are we getting more stuck on?
Absolutely, see, we have become positive for this half year. And definitely, as we said, ki there would be an increase in the profit margin in both the sector wherein we operate, and also the volume would also be increasing. So definitely, second half will also see a much better operating cash flow as compared to what we have achieved in the first year. But I think FY25 would be a very good year wherein those operating operation cash flow should be there in good quantum.
Got it. So, but trade, if we look at trade receivables, we are more than 63 crores are being stuck up in that place. Like, can we get a schedule for this creditor schedule?
See, but
how much is of this percentage is below 6 months?
See, more than 95% would be below 6 months. And majorly...
more than 1 month, sorry.
So basically, if you see, it's only, if you see on a totality basis, my 6 month sales and my debtors, it is around 60 to 65 days only. So basically, these are all in this range of less than 90 days only.
Okay, okay. So there is no any problem in recovering this all this money, right?
Absolutely not. We supplied to many of the Fortune 500 and many of the end customers. So those are all renowned customers. So we as a company focus on three, basically you can say, on 3P basically, product, people and customer, and 3Q basically, and customer is one of the predominant. So we definitely choose the we do all right due diligence required before supplying to them.
Okay, sir, and how much is the top 10 customers holds for the 63 crores?
25. See, I can say for sale basically, that would be the right way to see it. So it will be around 25 to 30%.
25 to 30%. Okay, sir. And the capex, current capex, what we are doing? When can we expect the utilizations in the next year coming? Only we can look at the expectations.
For the capex, what we have completed?
Yes.
See, basically, as I said, you key for a seamless and piercing line, we are the new capex. We are running around utilization level of 80%. So we have reached a good level. And definitely, going forward quarters, there would be further increase in this both the piercing and seamless line. And apart from that, see, few of the welded, the ELSO and higher dia tube mill also, there has been increasing. And definitely, in the second half of this year, those there would be further more increase in the utilization level. And definitely, see, FY25 would be the year wherein the 85% utilization level should be achieved. For all these new capex.
Okay, okay. So, and last and final question, sir. Okay, I'll come back to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Couple of questions. Sir, first is on exports. What is the mix that we are looking at over here? That is seamless versus welded. That's the first question. Second is from a ROC standpoint, how does exports stack up versus domestic sales? And third, is there any duty differential that we are enjoying when it comes to Indian exports versus other regions? And a related question over here, there is this regulation called CBAM, cross-border adjustment mechanism. It does not include stainless at this point in time. But at some point in time, it will be included. So how are we looking at that from a carbon intensity standpoint? Thank you so much.
Yeah, basically, from the standpoint of welded and seamless, predominantly, it's currently seamless is leading that. More than 90% is seamless and balance is welded. So definitely, but going year, half year, we are also targeting to increase welded from the perspective of oil nation, USA and other countries. But currently, seamless is the high proportion. Secondly, from the perspective of CBAM and all, definitely as you said, it is not there. But see, we have appointed a few of the consultant for that. Our team are working on that so that we are equipped ourselves on the CBAM area also. And thirdly, can you repeat one of your questions? I missed the
question. Basically, trade differentials, does India enjoy any benefits or the differential in duty measures? So if Europe has imposed duties on stainless pipes, is it lower for India versus China? Does India benefit anything?
See, China, India benefits because on the Indian goods, there are no anti-dumping when you export to Europe. But when China export to Europe, there is anti-dumping duty.
Sir, possible for you to quantify?
Ritesh, further I would like to clarify regarding the Chinese. The Chinese product, other than the entry-dipping also, for the seamless pair segment, Chinese products are not much acceptable in the European market. Chinese seamless pipe, due to quality issue and all these things. Some of the companies, traders and other small manufacturers of the Chinese seamless pipe manufacturers can't supply in the Europe, but some of the big players in China, they have the advantage to supply in the Europe, but both prices are almost equal to the prices of the India or China or all the pretend price in the Europe market.
Sure. And with respect to US, you still have Section 232. So despite the duties, we are competitive?
Yeah, for the welded pipe in the US market, the demand from the Indian welded pipe or ERW pipe is very good. Or we are competitive in the US market. But US market, for the supply in the US market, we have already identified some of the person over there. So US market export, you will able to see from our company point of view in the Q4 of this year or the Q1 of the FY25. For this year, we are expecting more export of the seamless pipe only.
Sure. And the last one, Kunalji, ROC, basically exports versus local sales. Thank you.
I'm very sorry to interrupt. Could you please join in the question queue again? There are several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to request you to limit your questions to per participants. And we'll move on to the next question, which is from the line of Mr. Suraj Navandar from Prithvi Finmart. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. So my question was a very broad-based question. In the last 5 years, we have seen a stupendous growth in volumes and the revenues as well, of course, over a smaller base. So how long you foresee that this 30-40% kind of a growth can continue? How long is the runway for the growth? And when you see this growth normalizing to, let's say, 20-25%, how do you see next 4-5 years?
Regarding the growth side, for the FY24 and FY25, we are seeing the growth of the almost 35% CAGR of the 35% for FY24 and FY25. And further for the FY26 and FY27 and FY28, we are forcing the growth of the almost 15-20% every year. So we had the right now plan for the 5 years. We had the further plan for the after that also. But right now we can say ki for 5 years this is our plan.
Okay. And do we get any margin difference between domestic and exports? And whatever the margin expansion that has come, is it only because of the backward integration, or is there any value-added part of value-added tube sales into the mix of our sales?
Yeah, majorly it's towards backward integration. But again, when we have export sale, we are having a higher margin of 3-5% on the side of export we are earning currently. And thirdly, on the side of welded also, there has been some margin improvement. It was because earlier higher sizes where we were doing job work, but now we are able to manufacture higher sizes. So that benefited also accrued to us.
No, sir, I asked about value added, not welded.
We have been in the side of seamless. We have been manufacturing smaller sizes of tubes, which is a value-added product. That contribution had also increased.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vivek Gautam from GS Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, I recently started tracking the company. So if you find my questions elementary, please don't mind. Basically, just wanted to know about the company. How critical role is the anti-dumping duty imposed on import from China is playing for the well-being of our company? And if it is reimposed, then what that is, how much would be the benefit which we will lose? And secondly, a bit thing about the location. How critical is this location at Mundra helping us out and the opportunity size for different sector for our company? Sir, thank you.
Yeah, basically, if you see, Earlier, hollow pipe was manufacturing of seamless pipe from hollow pipe were done by many of the unorganized player in the country. But with the regulation of anti-dumping duty on the import of both seamless and hollow pipe, it become very tough for all those unorganized smaller player to manufacture or to bring those hollow pipe with such a huge hefty anti-dumping. So it will definitely help, and it will always help us going forward also in improving our margin. And see, backward integration itself gives you a higher margin, but again with this scarcity being created for the raw material on the side of seamless, those added anti-dumping benefit would be flowing to us currently also and going year ahead also. And from the perspective of the location, see, it's a very strategically located, we are very strategically located from the perspective. It is 40 to 50 kilometers from both Kandla and Mundra port. We do import and we do export. Definitely it helps us in both import and export.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Shivam from Inga Ventures. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. And first of all, congratulations on a great set of numbers, sir. So I just wanted to understand that you mentioned that in the hollow pipe segment and now with this increase in capacity utilization, what is the margin improvement that we are looking at? Because this quarter, scope to improve our margin profile and also with product mix changing?
See, for seamless, as I said, what we have achieved in the FY23, we are targeting around 40 to 50% of EBITDA margin improvement. So definitely, whatever we have achieved till now, it is slightly shorter than that. So we are targeting to improve that. Apart from that, on the welded side, we are targeting around 15 to 20% improvement in margin as compared to last FY23. So that is again, that we have not achieved till date, and we are targeting to achieve the same. And again, there are, as I said, we are using the factors at smaller sizes of tubes and all, or high value-added product that also help us to improve margin. So with the going increase in capacity for seamless, we will be targeting those horizons also, which will be more towards value-added.
Hello.
Hello.
Kunal, so we lost you at the end.
So I mean to say ki for the increased capacity what we are targeting for seamless, it will be more towards value-added product, which will help us to improve the margin further on the front of seamless pipe.
And you said a better 40 to 45% of incremental margin in EBITDA. By what timeline you said? Sorry, I just missed that.
We are targeting in the coming half year only.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. I think this helps. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand over the call to Mr. Arun, sir, for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thanks all the stakeholders and all the analyst community to attend the conference. We would be arranging a visit to your company facility in month of November, which coincides with the Great Run Festival. Our IR team will do everything possible for a safe and smooth visit. I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. We will keep updating the investor community on regular basis for incremental updates on your company. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information and pending queries, if any, please contact our IR SGA for your company. Thank you once again.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.